Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hey guys, it's Autumn Rain with Beyond the Record, and today I have singer and songwriter Nerd here with me today. How are you doing today?
Randy, I'm good. I'm blessed. I woke up. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I can't complain. So I just want to jump right in. I want to know, how did you get started in music?
Getting started in music, it's such a long story. I got started at 3 years old. I've been singing in the church. That was my first start. My mom put me in choir. But really my musical journey really took serious was in middle school. I was with one of my best friends from middle school. She's one of my main producers. Shout out to Cruel. We had a music production class, and that's kind of where the seriousness started to take place. And I always wanted to be a singer, but you know, you're like, it's not real. Beyonce's all the way over there. I can't do that. So middle school and then high school. So 2016, I actually dropped out of school to pursue it. And yeah, we've been rocking ever since.
Wow. So how was that? Like, how did you come to that decision to just, you know, quit school and just go after your dreams? That must have been hard.
Yes. I just wasn't happy. I was going through a whole bunch of other stuff at the time. That really also had a major influence in my decision. But I just like sat down with my mom and I told my mom, also my grades were terrible because I was going through a lot. Oh. Horrible. So, you know, your mom is like, what's your grade? What's going on this semester? And I'm like, I'm 3 credits shy of graduating. I'm telling my mom, I said, I can't do this. And she was like, why? And I'm like, I'm not happy. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I take a break and come back? Maybe I want to do it after a minute. And I'm just like, I really want to do music. I really want to. Because she knew I always loved music. She knew I could sing. Mm-hmm. But she didn't know, like, you know your parents. You gotta show me. So it was really that journey. And then like after, you know, a couple of years, she started to see like, oh, you're really good at this, not just at the artistry side, but the business side. Like, you're really into it. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's rock. And she's been my number one supporter ever since. Like,
I love that. Sometimes it takes a little bit like push and pull with parents, but at the end of the day, they want you happy. I feel like once your mom said, like, once you told your mom you weren't happy, you're like, okay, I need my daughter to be happy. So whatever.
Yeah. She was very much like, what do we need to do to make sure you're happy? And I told her, I was like, it's music. And she's like, you're supposed to get a job and be a journalist. You're supposed to go to school and get a degree. And I'm like, trust me, I'm good at this. And she's now like, okay. She's more on it now than me. She'd be like, we gotta shout. What we doing? And I'm like, girl.
What do you tell your parents? It's just like, nah, you really gotta do it now. You have to be your big one because they're gonna be out you all the time.
Oh, like, my gosh. She is on it. She'd be like, right now I'm supposed to be on a diet. She's like, so in August. We can't do that. Give me the cheeseburger. I'm like, we're gonna be all right, but let me live.
She's like a good supporter too, because she's like keeping you accountable throughout everything.
Yes.
So that's someone you definitely need in your life. Everyone needs that one person that's gonna be like, hey, you still doing this? Like, what's the update? You know? So I know, I love that for you. I want to know a little bit about, how did you come up with your stage name?
So Nerd was actually, so I used to get teased and bullied a lot when I was a kid because I was super smart, introverted. I have a speech impediment. It was crazy. So people used to call me like teacher's pet or nerd, like, you're a nerd. And like, you know, as a kid, that's hurtful because you're like, I want to be cool.
Yeah, of course.
But over the years, like, I just kind of owned it. I was like, okay, yeah, I am. Like, so when I started doing music, you know, when I started really taking it serious, that was around the SoundCloud era. So everybody had really different names. We had the Scissors, mm-hmm. the Playboy Cardies. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what can my name be? Because I love Scissor. But I was like, mm-hmm. not of the Islamic faith. So I can't take the alphabet. I can't do that. That's rude. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what stands for me? And I was like, oh, nerd. And I was like, let's make it into an acronym. Let's just do the same thing, but something more personal. Mm-hmm. So I changed it into a U, and it stands for Never Underestimate Real Destiny. And it just stuck.
Ooh, I like that because I noticed that your name is stylized in all caps. So I wanted to know, like, you know, did it actually...
Yes.
That's cool. I like that too because it's also like reclaiming your power as well, like something that bothered you and now it's just going to propel you to your next steps in your career.
And what's so crazy, it started in high school. Like, I started like literally owning it, and like I was on the cheer team, my jersey said nerd, like to the point everyone's like, yeah, that's good. And I'm like the same people that bullied me, it was like a weird effect. I'm like, you bullied me for this day, but okay. Right.
We cool now, though. I guess. So you talked a little bit maybe about SZA, you being a fan of SZA. Do you have any other musical influences?
Yes. I love Nina Simone. Mm-hmm. Nina Simone is one of my favorite artists. Erykah Badu. Mm-hmm. I'm very influenced by gospel. So like Mary Kirk Franklin, Kieran Shard Clark, Lord Jesus, I can never say her name. But I'm influenced like by house music, so I love a lot of Kay Trinada. I love a lot of Diamond Shard. So like those are kind of like the areas I stay in, but I love everything. I have like a favorite artist in every genre. It's crazy.
Really? But that's yes. Cool, especially as an artist yourself, that you can just pull from these different influences and then, you know, combine and, you know, make your own sound. So
yes,
that's cool. So for your own music, what are three songs that you would recommend to fans that are listening to you for the first time that kind of tell more about you as an artist?
Ooh, my songs are my favorite, low-key. Okay. So I was starting with Hot and Heavy because that's like the first song for me that blew up in a sense. Like everybody was messing with it. Everybody was like, oh my God, this is a hit. So Hot and Heavy... I would say D&D off my project, and then also off my project Butterflies. I think it's a good little, like, Butterflies is probably, you know, I know what's my favorite song on the project, but it's like my second favorite song, and I actually wrote that for my mom. So it's like, yeah, so that's just like one of those things, like, oh, if you really want to know me, you'll know her, and by knowing her, you'll know me.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. No, that's really great. I think we're definitely going to take a deep dive into your songs on this project too, called Godspeed. So about your new project, like how did you come up with the title? What inspired that title?
Ooh, so that actually, this project has been 3 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
So when I first started this, like in 2022, writing it at the end, it was done basically like 2023, ready to record. We had all the stems and then it got deleted in the studio.
Oh, wow.
And I was the most heartbreaking thing because I was like, we put so much time, we put so much effort. Like my projects before, I did put time, but they kind of came quick. This was probably one of real thought.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was done with it, it didn't even have a name. It was just like, okay, it's done. I'm going to call it something, I guess. And then we recorded it again and then it got deleted again.
Wow.
But I like to think that everything happens for a reason. I like to think that, you know, God is the center. He always moves. So I remember at that time, it was like a lot of things were happening and I'm not trying to rush. And I remember the delete the second time. I was like, God, what are you trying to tell me? Like, I'm just about to quit. Like, I'm not going to do this. And literally, like I closed my eyes and he was like, you're not moving at my speed. Why are you moving at your timing? This is not yours. This is my, I do this. You don't do this. And I'm like, whoa. Okay. So then I was like, okay, so what really is the story of this project? I was like, okay. So I'm saying a farewell to like my old self. If you look on my Instagram, my rollout is like, I'm missing, I'm running away. Mm-hmm. I'm saying farewell. And back in the day, they used, and I'm a history buff, so back in the day, they used to say Godspeed as a way to say farewell. Oh. So, but also as a double, Luna, it means God's speed, because at that time I wasn't moving at his speed. So I'm like, okay, we stuck with it. Like, okay.
We love a double meaning. Okay.
Love a double meaning.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Because that's like the second half of what you said is kind of like what I was thinking. Like, obviously, just like, you know, God's speed, you know, obviously that is a phrase that a lot of people use. So I love that it has even more like some depth into it in the backstory of how everything got deleted. I think about, you know, sometimes with like editing and or just like making final drafts as a writer, and you're like, okay, this is the final. I feel like once you put final in the project title, it's like, nah, you know, there's going to be revisions. There's always revisions. Always something comes up. But
always, I was so devastated. Like, I cried in the studio. I said, why? Yeah. My engineer was kind of like, my bad. I'm like, it's not even your fault. Why? And like, we sat there for maybe like 3 hours and I just cried. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm about to quit. Yeah. This ain't meant for me.
But you did it though.
In like 3 years, why am I doing
But so. You kept going, and that's what matters.
Yeah, it's working out beautifully. Like,
So kind of going into like your theme and your rollout and everything, there is a kind of like a skit on your album called Where's Nerd? And one of the parts that I really liked is when they say, are you missing or are you running? So kind of, and then it transitions into your song called Running. So how did that all come about? Because I know you had a guest feature on this. I wanted you to talk a little bit about that as well.
Yes. So shout out to Gianni Glover, amazing poet, actor, a good friend of mine from high school. He's always been supportive. So when I was telling him kind of like the story and the way I was doing the rollout, because I started doing the rollout before I even started, like the project was finished, but I didn't put in like the stream of services yet. So I was like, it needs something. Mm-hmm. And it was missing one song, which was Running. Oh. And I didn't write Running yet. So I was like, okay. He was like, so what's going on? Like, I was like, you know, I just feel like this is an ode to my old self. Mm-hmm. That girl that ran from her, that still sometimes runs from her problems. And I was asked, I was like, is it crazy that I want to make this like a whole thing? And he was like, no, like, what are you thinking? I'm like, I need a detective. Like, I need somebody actively looking for me. Like, cause I can just keep dodging and dodging. And he's like, I'll do it. And I wrote that. I wrote that for him. And he was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, it really adds depth to the story. And then when Running came about, we put it right underneath. He was like, he was mind blown. He was like, I can't. And I'm like, you know, songwriting. I love songwriting, but writing, period, is my first love. So I've always written stories, poems, songs. So I'm just like into that mode. So it was just like, let's hype the story up. It can't just be missing it. Everybody's like, oh no, it's missing. Yeah, that's cute. Like, let's amp it up a little bit. Somebody's looking for her.
Right. And I think that part was needed too, because when I heard that line and then transitioning into Running, I thought that it's okay, are you missing or are you running? But like, are you missing? Do you want to be found? If you're running, why are you running? There's like all these questions that kind of went through my head as I was like listening to it. And then you kind of give those answers in Running, which I think is really important, you know, as your storytelling goes.
Yes.
So we're going to kind of jump into our hot topic, and we're going to talk about your song Crash, which is one of my favorites from the project. And I wanted to just call out this line because I think I received it really well, and I think other people can relate to it. And it's that you say on there, in order to receive, I must be open. And while it's like very direct, I feel like, and what you're portraying in this song, I want to know, when was the last time you had to receive, like to be open to receive something?
Honestly, right now, this project, you never know how you're going to be used, and you never know what impact you're going to make until it actually happens. And you never know, like, the blessings on the other side of hard work.
Yeah.
I am a workaholic a little bit when it comes to music, so I'm constantly always doing something. Like, I could be at work and I'm still doing something. So it's like, I remember when we put it on streaming services, my engineer was like, stop. Like, take this moment to know. Oh, and shout out to my brother Key. He also helped vocal produce on the project. They were kind of like, stop it. Like, receive this. Like, you did an amazing job. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't critique yourself. Let people receive it in the way they receive it, and it's going to work out. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them, like, y'all know what y'all talk about. So when it dropped, and to see so many people like actively listening, like, not just like, oh, we like one song, they love the whole project. I'm like, wow. And even to this day, I have to kind of check myself, like, okay, you asked for this, you did the hard work, receive the love, receive the accolades a little bit, receive the pat on the back, because you worked hard to get to this point, and you're even working even harder to continue it. So right now, that line was, it's true then and it's true now.
I agree. I think when you're in this business, sometimes you kind of look at yourself like, hey, like, I accomplished this thing. And then everyone's kind of looking at you like, or at least you might receive that and think that. And you're like, okay, what's next? And I think sometimes just being able to sit in there and just, like you said, receive your accolades, rest, you know, it's so, so important. So I really like that line a lot. I feel like I definitely related to it.
Thank you.
Awesome. And I know you talked about your mom being like one of your biggest supporters. And I absolutely love the track where you're like, your mom is on there called Mommy's Voicemail. I still call my mom Mommy. So I like that even as we're adults. So what was it like having your mom on that? And how did she receive that being on your album?
So Butterflies is done. She heard the early version of Butterflies and she was just like, this song has to come out. She loves that song. Mm-hmm. But when I'm a storyteller at the end of the day, so I'm like, so it's missing something. I'm always like, it's missing something. Like, we need some layers. So I was like, I always wanted my mother on a project. I always wanted my mom on one of my projects. So I was like, I didn't even tell her. I was like, Mommy, just leave me a voicemail. Just leave me a voicemail. She's like, for what? I'm like, just leave me a voicemail and just say what's on your heart. And it took her like 4 days. And she was like overthinking it. She was like, what do I say? And I'm like, Mom, just say what's from your heart. So she left that, like, she gave me that voicemail and I was just like, it's perfect. Like, who is the person I run to other than God when I just feel like the world is crashing on me? I run to my mother. I'm my only child. That is my best friend. So it's like, girl, it made me tear up when I heard it. And then the way it transitions into Butterflies, I was like, okay. It's kind of like that light bulb over your head. Like, you're like, oh, I did it again.
And you did that too. And not even knowing, like, at first, like, that was about your mom too. It just makes it even more beautiful because, like I said, you have so many like layers and depth into this project. So I'm so happy to be talking to you about this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So I want to talk about you ending your project with the song called The Plan and you saying it's not about where you are, but where you're going. And I think that's something that, like I said, people know, but need to be reminded of sometimes. And what was your reason for including that as your final track on the album?
The Plan kind of came out like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was a single. But every time I perform that song, I feel like it's literally God speaking to me. Like, every time I perform, I get emotional. Mm-hmm. Every time I perform it. Because sometimes as a person, you need to be reminded of that, like you stated. Yeah. And I feel like even with me, sometimes like when things don't go my way or when things happen, I need to be reminded like, hey, this is part of the bigger scope. You just got, it's not, you right here. You got this far to go. Like, just keep going. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm very much an affirmational person. So it's like, I speak to myself through my music, but I also speak to others. And it's like, I want people to remember, like, this is just a pit stop. Like, this ain't even the full scale of where you're about to go. Mm-hmm. And I think constantly in my career and in my life, I've had to be reminded of that. So that's why I concluded at the end. I was just like, let's mellow out a little bit. You know, I'm not always crazy. Mellow out a little bit.
Yes. Do you have a favorite on the track, on your project?
Yes. My favorite is Running. And the reason is the last song that was added. It was the most vulnerable song for me to write. And I know that's crazy, because when you hear all the other songs, you're like, girl, that was easy for you. It was like, yeah, that was real cute and peaceful. Mm-hmm. But Running was really kind of getting to the beginning of the nitty gritty for me. Like, yeah. Like, I'm running away from these people. I'm running away from my problems. Mm-hmm. Running up a check. Oof. Wow. Running straight to the show. It was more real to me. And then, like, just to see, I came up with that song in 15 minutes in the studio. Like,
wow.
My engineer had to be, and he was like, just go in there and try it out. And like, we did maybe two takes, three takes, four takes. I think about four. And he was like, including backgrounds. And he was like, oh, this is going on there. Where are we going to put it? I'm like, we could put it like number three. Like, put it like in the middle. And he was like, no, this is really good. Like, I want more of this from you. And I'm like, ooh. It took a lot to say on.
But I'm happy you did, though, because that song was, I remember like the chorus, it was very catchy, but also very vulnerable and like realistic too, because sometimes I feel like, even like personally, just like when you stop the running is like when you kind of have to like sit there and be like, take accountability. And I think, right. That's super hard. It is so hard to do that to yourself. And I think a lot of times it's easy to see that in someone else and be like, oh, like a friend, like makes you upset, a partner, like you should take accountability for this. But when you have to like reflect back on yourself and you look at yourself like, hey, I did this to me, you know, like I need to take accountability of what I've been doing as well. And it's easy at first, you know, to start running, but then it's just like, you get out of breath, you know, you gotta catch up.
It's all interconnected. It's really all interconnected. And what's so crazy, like, that beat just made me feel, like, anxious. I was like, oh, my God, like, what am I gonna say? And I was just like, okay, you know what? And shout out to my friend Shay. She actually said it. She was like, I want you to be more vulnerable in your music, like, she's like, I love your music. I'm a huge fan. I love you down. You give that, you know, you can give us the central, you can give us the reflective, but when we gonna get to know you? Ooh. And I was like, y'all really wanna know me? Do y'all really wanna know me? Like, it's a circus in here. What to tell you?
We love that though.
So she was just like, and I think that really helped me, because I was like, okay, you know, being an independent artist is hard, because you gotta build your fan base, and you gotta create that connection. And I was just like, okay, maybe if I give them a, you know, let them in a little bit, maybe they'll understand, like, we need each other. And like, mm-hmm. that song is going bananas right now. I just shot a video to it last Sunday.
Okay.
So it's Godspeed is a story. Like, this is not even this is the beginning chapter. Godspeed 2 is in the works. So so it's a whole thing.
Yes. Thank you for just like going into my next question too, because I wanted to know like what we could expect next from you. But you literally just released this project, so I'm not thinking that Godspeed 2 is coming anytime soon. But
oh, no. It's coming soon, but it ain't coming soon enough.
Have you already started working on it, kind of, or not really? Yeah. Just, okay.
Yeah, it's been in the works. Like, everything's kind of been simultaneously. So it's kind of been in the works for a while. But also for Godspeed itself, like, we have content coming, music videos. I actually drop Godspeed, the series, tomorrow, which is like an old school, like 1940s ode to one of my favorite books and characters, Sherlock Holmes.
Okay.
Kind of like a radio show that's going to be dropping on YouTube. Kind of like, so we're giving content, we're giving things like out of the ordinary because, you know, we want you to continue the story. I just dropped I didn't drop it, but I announced that I'm having a scavenger hunt. Yes, for Where's Nerd for a surprise in August. Those that find the scavenger and the codes and stuff, y'all will be in for a surprise, a very exclusive surprise. So,
yeah. I like that. I like that a lot because I think of like Summer Walker. I always think that she has really cool like releases. But she did that thing in New York where people were
home.
Yes, all is.
I lived when she did that. I said, oh my God, this is so fun.
Yeah, I love
that. I'm mad she came to LA though. I'm mad she did not come to LA when she knew better because she knew I was going to break into that. But that, yeah. That I get inspired by things like that, like out of the ordinary and like doing things that tap into my inner child and inner teenager. Like I loved playing when I was a kid, I loved games. Yeah. Well, as a kid, I loved hide and go seek. So I'm like, why not? We're never too old. Let's do a scavenger hunt and let's make it where it's fun. Let's make it where you learn a little bit about me. It's going to actually be in the area where I grew up in. So it's like, yeah. So you get to know me a little bit more. And, you know, when you get this QR code, you're going to enjoy what you're going to get because it's going to be exclusive. So
so where is it taking place? Is going to be in LA or?
Yeah, in LA, Leimert Park, where I'm from and born and raised.
Yeah.
So I love Leimert Park. I am Leimert Park. So, and each, you know, like I explained on the post, each clue kind of alludes to my neighborhood. And it's also a little fun fact and thing about me. So it's like, why not get to know me?
Mm-hmm.
Also, not just through the music, but just through everything.
Yes, I cannot wait. So where can fans follow you to keep up with all of the good happenings you have going on?
Yes, everybody can follow me at Neurd Salt Nerd. That's N-U-R-D on all platforms, social platforms. It's literally the same. Spotify, N-U-R-D. You can tell it capitalized. You can do a lowercase. Godspeed's out, so don't listen.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today. It was a pleasure getting to know you.
Yes, it was. Thank you.